I guess talk about the first segment of the game where you're really moving the ball, but you're only up 3-0.
Yeah, Mike, it's I wish I could tell you more, but it'll be hard until I see the film. It's just frustrating. I think I heard a stat just now that we were, you know, in their territory five times in the first half, and we only had 3 points. And bottom line, that's just unacceptable. That's not capitalizing on the field position. I think we had a chance to definitely get an early jump, you know, with those five possessions in their territory, and we didn't get the job done. You know, and that's very disappointing, and there's no excuse for it. As an offense, if you get that short of a field, you need to finish with touchdowns. You need to put teams away. You need to have that killer instinct, and we didn't have it today.
How tough was it for you this week? You're a smart guy. You knew they were looking at Paxton to see if he was ready, he was going to play. If he wasn't ready, you were going to play. How tough was that for you to get mentally prepared for the game?
You know, Mike, I don't think it's ideal, but bottom line, I've been a backup in this league. I've been a starter in this league. I know how to prepare with no reps, and I know how to prepare with all the reps. So was it ideal? No. But is it an excuse? Absolutely not.
After a turnover in the first half, you're upset, understandably so, trying to get the guys fired up. Is that all you're trying to do there?
Yeah, that's it. You know, there was no finger-pointing. The words that I used weren't directed at anybody specifically. It was trying to ignite the offense. I felt like we were leaving too much out there. Like I just talked about, we had five possessions on their side of the field in the first half, and we have 3 points to show for it. That's just, it's embarrassing. It's unacceptable. That's not high-level National Football League football. And, you know, I'm a very passionate player. I love this organization. I love playing the game of football. And I just express that.
And you know, been around long enough that if you leave that many points or opportunities out in the field, it's probably...
Absolutely. Absolutely. You only get so many opportunities to score touchdowns in this league. Defenses are too good. Defensive coordinators are too good. So if you're on their side of the field that many times in the first half and you don't get touchdowns, eventually the other team's going to heat up and make you pay for it. And they did today.
Rob, can you speak to playing throughout the entire game, a majority of the time being under duress?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, that's completely out of my control. You know, this is the ultimate team sport. That's the beauty of football. You know, it takes all 11 guys to be doing their job on one specific play. It takes a play caller to put you in position to be successful on that given play. And if all 12 of those people, the coordinator and the 11 guys on the field, aren't gelling, well, then it's going to be a tough day at the office.
How much did their front seven affect what the offense was trying to do?
I think they had a major effect on the game.
Did you see them do anything differently at all when they sort of figured out, okay, Emmanuel and Latimer are not in the lineup?
No, nothing really different from what we saw on tape. You know, they pretty much held true to the defense that they played all year. It was a great opportunity for some young players to step up and show their talents, and unfortunately we didn't get the job done today.
Did you say anything to McKenzie at the half?
No, I think he knows now what he'll do in the future. You know, it's unfortunate, but hey, it's football. Sometimes those plays happen.
Rob, do you have any theories about you guys have sort of been chasing this offensive rhythm? It works for a while, and then suddenly something happens,
yeah.
And you sort of never get it back.
Yeah, I think it's pretty simple, actually. Now playing in enough games, watching enough games this season, it boils down to what I just said. In order to have success as an offense in this league, you need to have a play caller putting players in positions to have success, and then the 11 guys on the field need to make the play caller right, and all 11 guys need to do their job, and unfortunately, all 11 guys haven't done their job this year.
Okay, thank you, Brock.
Thank you.